Blog Talk Radio.
Rising, surprising, advising, realizing she's sizing me up. Her bikini small, heels tall. She said she liked the ocean. She showed me a beach, gave me a peach, and pulled out the suntan lotion. Now, I was fast, but this girl was faster. She was looking for a real good time. I said, close your eyes, I got a surprise. Bottle of wine.
Show. This is Vince, your host for the next 2 hours. We are going to be going to your calls here momentarily. The switchboard is lighting up. I've got Dat 313 boy up on the on-deck circle. We're going to go to him in a sec. I got to get situated here. Pardon me. And We're going to go into a live track here from Hyro. That's right. We started off with LL going back to Cali. That's going out to all the East Coasters who are waking up and wishing they were going back to Cali, but they're going back to work. Yeah. All right, so we're gonna represent some Bay Area stuff here because that's where we're broadcasting live from, and we're gonna go into some Hyro here. This is Hyro Crew live about 2 years ago at Rock the Bells in the Bay. It's a great show. I was there. I taped this and there's some video of it. You can still watch the video of this track on my YouTube. It's youtube.com/VTOCCE. This is Hyro Crew live at Rock the Bells 07 in the parking lot of the whatever fucking AT&T Park or whatever, Pac Bell, whatever the fuck they call it now. They're playing the parking lot there. Check it. And you're listening to Mega Show.
What's up, y'all? Well, how y'all feeling at Rock the Bells today, man? Yeah. Yeah. It's been good so far. It only gets better as we go further. My hieroglyph is still in the building. Y'all still partying with us? Okay.
Check
Let's
it
do
out.
It then.
Like we said before, we're celebrating 10 years of being independent, so make some noise on yourselves for supporting this shit. Make sure you pick up my nigga A-Plus new album, My Last Good Deed, in stores now.
Go get that, My Last Good Deed.
Make sure you pick up them brand new Hyro jeans. Gonna be in stores 9307, you feel what I'm saying? And make sure you have a good fucking time today. This is hip-hop, baby, alive and well. Make some fucking noise.
Hey, yo, Dom. Hey, yo, Domino, hit him with one of them slappers that you got in the cut, man. Hitting in the cut, man.
Trust me.
Yeah.
Oh.
This my shit right here. This my shit right here. Yo, listen. Hey. They say I'm like Bruce Willis, unbreakable die
hard.
True sickness with this mic on that tripod.
But I'm not
Chow Yun Fat. Bitch, kill a pillar of stone.
Those
into
your
skull. Man, show your home with the shove like I'm Hannibal. I'm man to you, the antelope. I'm the king of the jungle. Animal instinct, phenomenal stamina. Just think about a man in the ring of insanity.
And it's me.
You not a rapper, you a movie star.
Yo,
checking who we are. Be the coup d'etat. While I'm top
cocktail.
You can sue this crowd regardless. Marvelous, majestic. No recorded shit.
Oh my God, 100.
Smoking word like a Voltron sword. Close, close to arsenic. Every man's in jelly.
Come
and throw
it
up.
When the instrumental begins to dim, they wish they know when the spirit is commit. We bout to crush them. Reach out to them. For they scream out. We gon' pull these things out. Crush them.
Out like dry erase.
Thug it out like the United States.
Wait.
It's us against the world.
Fuck popular opinion.
No, they strong cause we were different, but we didn't offer
independence.
Now we gon' off them with a vengeance. Hand them their heads. Make the landscape
movie red.
With the nerve and will of a bunch of determined
killers.
Who always make their march. Never hesitate to spark.
Strike first. Take their heart.
With the right verse. Oh, cause confusion. Never underestimate the power of illusion.
We use it.
Start a whole revolution in music, man.
We do this.
Shit is all we know.
The power's that be. It's in you. It's in me. An MC. That's all we know.
The power's that be. It's in you. It's in me. An MC. That's all we know.
The power's that be.
It's in you. It's in me. An MC. That's all we know.
The power's that be.
It's in you. It's in me. An MC.
Yo,
whatever.
I don't even know why you wanna play yourself to that degree.
You laugh at me
like I won't slap the teeth out your grill. That's how I feel.
You out of order.
You about a quarter inch away from fish to face. Your shit's engaged. You think your brain
trips away.
Wouldn't have the wonder. Only to be awakened by the sound of
clock. All of those damn assumptions.
You a sad sack, mad wax, straight up and down, ass crack.
And that's that.
Get a load of down. I'll be sitting where wells. I'll be sitting close as I mission unfold.
Just hit the printing centerfold.
Hate the picture, ho.
What's the picture, though?
We just kinda different, yo. What we see is thought-provoking. Not for joking. We know things.
They talking.
Why your whole thing? Say whatever
the
phone
that ring. It's in you. It's in me. And MC. That's all we know.
The power's that
beat.
Train.
Unchained.
Chain.
Running in the plane. It's a punch and slay.
temperance to women to be entered into the end of the world. It's meant to the heat of the sun, temperature hot. Distance, measure how many flows I got. Persistent pressure as we get this. Set up for the business and the betterment of my folk. All my green stars mount up, ready, let's go. Sustained by the earth, cause we came out of her. The devils get slain when I sling claim hotter than a lot of lava. From the bait of the Bahamas all the way to Cabo Cabo, we parlay and clocking dollars black. Good fellas, suckers get jealous, cause we make lettuce and we still rebellious. And the industry can never jail us. All my niggas free to beat ourselves. Our records still sell. This is hip hop Olympics. Our Olympics the dream team. Rappers living out of their means. Trying to bling bling. Get your fat tank sold. Get your whole crew exposed. We done had them hoes, dog. It's magical and when I grab these flows out the hat, it blows them back to the last three rows. We mash it, smash it, action, patch it. Hit them with a passion and that's it. The powers that be. It's in you, it's in me, and MC, that's all we know. The powers that be, it's in you, it's in me, and MC, that's all we know. The powers that be, it's in you, it's in me, and MC, that's all we know. The powers that be, it's in you, it's in me, and MC,
that's all we know.
That's all we know.
That's all they know. What do you know? That was Hieroglyphics. Live at Rock the Bells, 07, and we're going to go straight into your calls. We got my man, Dat313Boy. What's good?
Yes, yes, yes.
I'd like to preface Dat313Boy. I have him on the show as my co-host right now because I was trying to find a way to make my voice sound higher pitched, so I just solicited the services of a gentleman who's got a voice that's deeper than Darth Vader and Barry White. Dat313Boy. So what's on your mind, Dat313?
Nothing, man. Just trying to get used to this blog stuff, man.
Hey, I'm right here with you. This is my third broadcast ever on Blog Talk Radio. But, yeah, we were kicking it for a while now on a couple different shows. We just got off the line with Bobblehead Productions, who's in the chat room. Hoping Bobblehead Productions can bring the same chat room production value to our chat room here, but looks like we have a request from a man, Dat313. We're going to go into that right now then. Ask and you shall receive. We're going to go into, well, it's kind of what you asked for. I think you'll enjoy it. We're going to go back to the, we started off in the East Coast. We just went to the West Coast for High Road. Now we're going to go back to the East Coast, back to Brooklyn, and check out Jay-Z with Brooklyn's Finest on Mega Show.
Okay, I'm reloaded. You motherfuckers think you big time? Fucking with Jay-Z, you going to die big time. Here come the pain.
Jigga, bigger,
bigger,
nigga, how you figure?
Yeah, 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 hey yo, peep the style and the way the cap sweater.
Uh-huh.
The number one question is can the feds get it?
Uh-huh.
I got vendettas and dice games against ass betters and niggas who pump wheels and drive jetters. Take that with you.
Hit ya, back split ya. Fuck fist fights and lane scuffles. Pillowcase to your face, make the shell muffle. Shoot your daughter in a calf muscle. Fuck a tussle, nickel plated. Sprinkle coke on the floor, make it drug related. Most haters
can't fade it. While y'all punk, really, I run up and stunt silly. Scared, so you sent your little mans to come kill me. But on the contrary, I packed the Mac Millie. Squeezed off on him, left the paramedic breathing soft on him. What's your name?
Who shot your mob ties like Sinatra? Peruvians tried to do me in. I ain't paid them yet. Trying to push 700, they ain't made them yet. Rolex and bracelet, frostbit. Ring two, niggas round the way, call me igloo stick. Who?
Where you from? Brooklyn, going out for all.
Marcy,
you don't stop.
Style.
You won't stop.
Nigga.
shit your drawers. Brooklyn represents y'all. Hit you forge, you crazy. Think a little bit of rhymes can play me. I'm from Mars, see I'm varsity chump, you JV. Jay-Z.
Nigga, baby, my Bed-Stuy flow's malicious, delicious. Fuck three wishes, made my road to riches. From 62 to gym stars, my mom's dishes. Graham chopping, police bear docking, D's at my door's knocking.
Yeah, rocking. Yeah, no more mister, nice guy, twist your shit. The fuck back with the pistol, blazing, hot like Cajun. Hotter than even holding work at the Days Inn, with New York plates outside.
Get up out of there.
Fucking ride.
Keep your hands high. Shit gets steeper. Here comes the Grim Reaper. Frank Wright. Need the keys to your innkeeper.
That's right.
Chill, homie. The bitch in the Shoney's told me you're holding more drugs than the pharmacy. You ain't harming me, so pardon me. Pass the safe before I blaze the plate and hit six shots just in case.
Jay-Z and Biggie Smalls, nigga, shit you draw.
Where you from?
Brooklyn going out to all.
Crowd hype.
Only MC with a flu. Yeah, I rhyme sick. I be what you're trying to do. Made a fortune off Peru. Extra dyke, China white, hair on. Nigga, please, like short sleeves, I bear wrong. Stay out away from here on.
Clear,
gone.
Me and Gutter had two spots. The two for $5 hits the blue top. Gotta go, Coolio, mean it's getting too hot. If they have twins, she probably have two pops.
Time to separate the pros from the cons. The platinum from the bronze. That butter soft shit from that leather on the pawn. A S1 diamond from my I-class dome. A Chardon sipper from a rosé, nigga, huh? Brooklyn, sippin' on
Cristal forever. Play the crib when it's mink weather. The mafia keep cannons in they Mark Buchanan. Usually quattro cinco, the shell sink slow. Tossing ya, mad slugs through your Nautica. I'm warning ya.
Jay-Z and Biggie Smalls, nigga, shit you draw. Brooklyn going out to all.
Flatbush.
You don't stop.
Red Hook.
That's right.
You won't stop.
Nigga.
Jay-Z and Biggie Smalls, nigga, shit you draw.
Where you from?
Brooklyn going out to all.
It's New York.
You don't stop.
Clinton Hill.
You won't stop.
Nigga.
Brooklyn in the house.
Rockefeller, y'all. Choose your mafia.
That's right, representing BK to the fullest. That's Jay-Z with Biggie, Brooklyn's finest, and we're going to go back to the phones here. If I could just click on this now, we still got, okay, come on now, let's get this going. All right. We're back with DAT 313, and we also have a caller calling out of 510 of the East Bay. Who's that?
Hey, what's up? This is JC with the Indie Host.
Yay, it's JC. What's up, bro?
Not much. How you doing, man?
Good, man. Hey, thanks again for hooking me up with the Dane Cook Show. That was fun.
Yeah, it was a blast, man. I had a great time. But, hey, this is exciting. You got your own little show going on, man. That's
dude,
awesome.
I'm fucking stoked on this Blog Talk Radio. It's fucking sweet, man.
Yeah, we used to do a show where what we would do is we would create the whole show as one big file because I never liked just calling in like this. But it sounds decent. Like I don't.
Are you just
uploading all the music files ahead of time?
Yeah. They have like this little it's a little switchboard thing.
Yeah.
And DAT 313, I'm gonna put you on mute, dude. If you need to say something, just holler at me in the chat board. I'll bring you back on.
All right.
Sorry, where were you? Oh, where was I? Yes, the switchboard. They got the switchboard, right? And it's this little it's just a window that opens up, and you have your show information. It gives you your call-in number, your guest call-in number, and then it gives you a spot where you can upload files, and you can upload files while you're broadcasting, and then it's got a little switchboard where it shows your number as the host, and then there's like five numbers underneath it, and you can mute them and hang up on it.
Yeah,
whatever.
Sounds great, man.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So, yeah, I've just been playing around with this. It's fun. It's like it got me to forget about Twitter for a little while.
That's good. That's a good thing.
Yeah, for sure. But what's going on with you, man? I know. Why don't you tell us about your show and what's going on with that situation?
Well, I can't say too much about what happened with my previous stuff because it's a tumultuous time that I'm hoping will be behind me very quickly.
Yeah.
But moving forward, I'm excited to announce that next month, probably the end of July, I'll be launching my own show, and we're already lining up guests. I don't have a name to announce yet because we're still working on that. I got to get the legal part of it secured because that's what screwed me up last time. Mm-hmm. But what I will say is that Henry Rollins is already lined up, and cool. Melvin's already lined up. So we've already got some major guests lined up for the show so that we can launch it the right way. The nice thing about it was we had some really cool interviews that I had already recorded before leaving my previous entity that belonged to me. And I really want them to see the light of day because it's Pennywise and Authority Zero, and it included a very candid conversation with Fletcher from Pennywise regarding his brother's death. They went out on tour 2 weeks after his brother died. And I don't know how much you know of Fletcher's brother, but he was one of the founding fathers of a band called the Smut Peddlers, which is like one of the, in my opinion, one of the better punk bands that were out there for eons. Very underrated punk band. So so it was a big loss to the whole punk community. So it was nice.
Yeah.
When I sat down with Fletcher, I wanted to make sure what was off limits and what wasn't. And it was awesome. We were backstage at the Warfield, and we sat down in the dressing room, and he was like, you know what? The story needs to be told. I want people to know about my brother. So that will be one of the first interviews I air because it was amazing. It was one of my favorite interviews that I've done so far.
Cool, man.
Yeah.
That's very exciting stuff, man. I never heard your previous show. I found out, you know, I just found out about you through Twitter. And I think I heard one show you had Drez on. And, like, Drez is actually a friend of mine. I did a video for him a couple years back for his new, his new project. Or it was mm-hmm. His new Black Sheep, the AWM record.
Yeah.
I did a video with him for that. And I also did, like, I recorded, like, a live show. I wish I had that queued up right now, but I don't. I was following him on Twitter, and he posted your link, and I was like, oh, cool. And I found out about your show, listened to that one show. It was like Zion Eye and Black Sheep. And then like, that was a cool show. I listened to that on the plane on my way to Bonnaroo. So I thought it was cool. And then you just dropped off. So it was kind of a bummer, but it's good to know. It's good to know you're coming back, and it doesn't matter what the name of it is. I'm sure it'll be fun.
Yeah, and you know, we took that, you know, at least for my part, I took a little nothing show and built it within 4 months. We went from interviewing West Indian Girl to scheduling sit-downs with Pennywise and Henry Rollins. So,
cool.
Yeah, I'm not really worried about the next entity. It's just, you know, for me, it's always been about starting that conversation and having that conversation continuing grow, and that's always been the goal. So
right.
I'm excited to be back. Yeah, you're right. The Drez Black Sheep thing was amazing. He's one of the most humble guys I've ever met. He's a legend in the hip-hop world, and it was a very amazing experience to have him in the same room, sitting down, talking about what happened with him and Mr. Long and the whole Black Sheep debacle. But, yeah, he was a really cool guy, really nice guy. And
right on.
You know, the last show I did with my last entity was with Margo and the Nuclear So-and-So. So we're just, I'm just taking the foundation that I built from there and growing it on the next show. So
But cool, man. Keep me posted, and because I'm gonna keep doing this. Just like I'm just gonna do it because you can do it sporadically. You don't have to do it on a set schedule. Some people do it like all night long. They just like there's this big crew from Milwaukee that I was linked up with a couple hours ago, and they just have they all have their own shows. So they just like, all right, my show's over. Let's go over here, and they just talk shit, and it's great. Like this is a whole new like dimension to the added to the whole social networking experience. But anyways, I'm gonna get back in some music here, and thanks for calling though, man. I'm fucking stoked to hear that you have your show coming up back on the air in July, you said, right?
Yeah, July. I'm gonna keep the same time slot that I had, Sundays 8 p.m. Pacific, and I think a lot of people that emailed me about where I was going, how come I dropped off a little bit, were wondering where I'm going to be. I'm going to be back on Blog Talk Radio. I'll have a new link posted up on my Twitter, the Indie Host, and once that's up, people can catch me Sunday at 8. That's the only time I'll be broadcasting.
Cool, man. I'll be there.
Great, man.
All right,
thanks,
we're going to go
lot.
Back
appreciate
into
you
music.
Having me on the show, man.
No worries. JC, right there on Mega Show. Let's get into some music here. We just came from the East Coast. I think we just did Brooklyn's Finest. So let's go back. Let's try to go back to the West Coast maybe. Cuz my man Dat313 was bringing up Tupac too. So see, I think I have some Pac on here. Where is it? Please, where? Oh, you know what? Forget it. Let's go. Here we are. Let's go back to the Bay. Here's some live coup from Coachella 2 years ago. The coup performing live at Coachella right here on Mega Show.
Let's bring them back down to earth.
Fingertips and lift, electric touch, solar kiss, thoughts wrangled up, legs tangled up, baby do this feel good, angled up, can't be expressed by a single fuck, wanna gently caress it and hang it up, your smile just seems so comfortable, sure wish this clock wasn't functional, supposed to be punctual, not keep the bulbs waiting, but the sheets wet. Music from the birds and pause, repeat, stop, pause, repeat. The stars release, you know, most of my time belongs to the boss. Baby, hold on tight, this is hard to see. Get up for work and ride on through.
go to work at 9. He don't pay me by 5, but we'll burn the place down by 5:02. Cause when we give them all our hot tips on the clock, they stack chips on the knot. We get pissed on the lot, we need a twist on the plot. Before we head to work, do a little to left, let me kiss on the spot.
Coachella 07, that was lay around all day in bed with you. It appears that all our callers are laying around in bed now because they are absent. My man Dat313 is no longer with us. He's holding it down in Detroit, so I don't know, maybe he's going to bed. These party people can't party all fucking night, people. Anyways, anywho, I'm going to get back into some music here in a second. But I probably will. I don't know. If I don't get any more callers, I might have to just resort to reading the news or something. So I hope it doesn't have to come to this. I hope I don't have to resort to reading New York Times articles or whatever. I'm certainly not going to simulcast some other show. I think that's tacky on here. When people do the Blog Talk Radio and they like just simulcast another show, yeah, I don't know. I'm just not feeling it. So I won't resort to that. I'll play more music, but I'm just not gonna do it. All right, so I'm gonna find an article here that I'm gonna talk some smack about, but I'm gonna play some more music while I do this, line this up. I'm also gonna go over to Twitter and see what the Twitter feed has got for me here. So anywho, we'll go back into some music here. Let's find something to kind of get us going here. And feel free to call in with your requests. The number is 347-826-7667. That's 347-826-7667. And what do we got here? Let's do. How about we do this? Oh yeah, definitely come jump on the chat line here too. Nasty's in the chat room. Nasty Trademark is in the chat room right now. And let's see if we get Nasty to get Nasty for us. Nasty, you there? I think Nasty fell asleep. Oh, there he is. Nasty's back. Hey, Nasty, do you have any requests? Is there anything I can do for you? Can we get some sort of music queued up for you? Is there any topic you're interested in? Yes, there is something. What is that? Nasty says yes. Let's get Nasty, Nasty. Come on, here it comes, here it comes. All right, Nasty is trying to figure out what the topic's going to be here. Don't make me go to Twitter and get a fucking stupid topic, because I'll do that. I'll do that right now. Nasty, come on. Oh, here's something. Mother Finest, do you have that? I have no idea what the fuck Mother Finest is, dude. Oh, God, you got to work with me, people. This is horrible. All right, I'm sorry it had to come to this, Nasty. I'm sorry I had to get Nasty here, Nasty. Music. Yeah, we'll get to some music in just a second. Let me do a quick. I was hoping to do this later to fill some time, but I'm forced to do it now. Oh, here we go. Twitter. Here's your Twitter feed for Wednesday, June 24th, 2009 at 3:37 a.m. We start off with Ashlyn Brooke. That's A-S-H-L-Y-N-N underscore Brooke, B-R-O-O-K-E. And she says, had such a great night. Next we have Liberty Girl. Liberty, G-R-R-R-L, says, retweet at Intoraviaha, Aussie company supports cruel sea coal animals. Pics tell us if it's true or a hoax. I don't get it. There's some sort of like shit going down with animals in Australia. I wish our girl, I was talking to some girl from Australia. Fuck, who was I talking to? Oh, Nasty's a she? I'm sorry, Nasty. That was very naughty of me, Nasty. Nasty's a she. Good. I'm glad I have one female listener. Okay, moving on. C-SPAN. Here we go. C-SPAN. Washington Journal. Your thoughts. Public option in healthcare plan. Call in, email, or send us a tweet. I love C-SPAN. They try to be so straight-faced. And they have the most ridiculous people that call in and just say, like, I think aliens control the government, and what are you going to do about it, Senator? And then, like, the C-SPAN guy will just be like, okay, moving on, and we'll go to Stephanie in Kentucky. You're on Washington Journal. You know, it's just such bullshit. So I always, like, send them a tweet and just say, like, yeah, I've got a question for the congressperson. Where's my bailout check? When's that coming in the mail? Moving on. Okay, folks, if you're on Twitter and you haven't picked up on Pornstar Tweet yet, do yourself a favor, add Pornstar Tweet to your Twitter. It's Pornstar Tweet. And every time a new porn star joins Twitter, you get alerted to it. And also, on a daily basis, they basically send out a rundown on the total volume of tweets by porn stars. And so for today, or no, this is for yesterday. So they compile these for the day. So yesterday's number one tweeted porn star, according to porn star tweet, is at Jelana Star. That's at Jayla, capital Star, two R's at the end there. Jelana Star was number one with 265 tweets. That's a total porn star tweet volume of 3954, and a total of 91 photos were uploaded yesterday via porn stars. Moving on, Red Dot State says, good morning, Twitterville. Thank you to Liberty on the Rocks and Free the Hops for the invite to last night's event. And then we have the indie host, who we just talked to a second ago, my man JC, the indie host. He's T-H-E-I-N-D-I-E host. He says, time for bed, later Twitterverse. All right, later, dude. And then BBC World says French President Nicolas Sarkozy reshuffles his cabinet, bringing in Frédéric Mitterrand, nephew of the late slibbity blibbity blobbity blue. Moving on, Allison Zane says, is feeling like she will never get to NH. I presume she means New Hampshire. Moving on, Gia Jordan says, between John and Kate's marriage being irreverent, blah, 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 broken and stupid, Twihards being unconditionally and irrevocably in love, I'm irritated. So am I, sister. Moving on, we're going to do one more here and then get into some music, or your calls if you want to call in. Please feel free to do so. Nasty, you should call in. I don't know why you're just like teasing me here on the chat room. But if you're listening right now, even if you're not nasty, if you're listening, feel free to call in. It's 347-826-7667. And one more tweet here. Here we go. Libertarian Mike says, he's got a quote here from Jack Handy. And Jack Handy's quote is, if you work on a lobster boat, sneaking up behind people and pinching them is probably a joke that gets old real fast. And there you have it, Libertarian Mike coming through with the Jack Handy quote. Gotta love it. Okay, so that's it for the Twitter feed. We're going to go back into some music here. We're going to listen to a little Patsy Cline here with Crazy on Mega Show.
Crazy, I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. Crazy for feeling so blue. I knew you'd love me as long as you wanted, and then someday you'd leave me for somebody new. Worry, why do I let myself worry? Wondering what in the crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. not thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying and I'm crazy for loving you.
Crazy from Patsy Cline here on Mega Show. Feel free to give us a call at 347-826-7667. And, or else you can chat with us over in the chat room. If you just go to blogtalkradio.com/VTOCCE. You'll find the little linkage to log in and chat with us. Nasty and I are in the chat room right now, but Nasty is ignoring me right now. So that's great, because Nasty was not ignoring me a second ago, and then once the music stopped, Nasty. I should also, by the way, mention that Nasty, she has a trademark. Apparently she has sole proprietary ownership or whatever of the Nasty name, the Nasty brand, if you will. And so there's that. All right, fine. We will have to be forced to do this now. We're going to do some finance here. Let's see. The market, looking to open higher. It's down at, the Dow finished last night at 8,322. It was down to 0.19%. If that means anything. Wow, 30 companies collectively lost 0.19%. Whoop-de-doo. Taking your calls, 347-826-7667. And you can hit me up on Twitter. I am twitter.com/VTOCCE. I definitely tweet. I'm tweetable. I'm twattable. I think I'm on the Yahoo as well. I don't know what my name is on there, but I can chat it to you. So I'm just going to dial this in here. And let's get into some more music here. Let's do some Pharoah Monch, shall we? Right here on Mega Show. This is Body Baby by Pharoah Monch on Mega Show.
Got your water need. Hold my body, baby. Something fantasy. You are my heart's desire. You set my soul on fire. I want you to know.
Fast over that
that nigga any other thinking it's wishful. Sick with it with a ridiculous flow. Take over, make over, move over, shows over, flows over, hoops over, loops over, listen down. Except I flip the script though. From the window to the wall, this shit low. Rock and roll, hip hop, music, and disco. D.O. to Atlanta, the Frisco. New Frisco, yeah, with a new twist so that y'all can get a gist of the rhyme I do not miss. I will not fail. Please take a glimpse of the time at your own risk. I will not fail. Fuck your boys, the man, the block, the plan and rock. The fiends and the fans on the block. Scheme, scheme on the knock. My hand if you want. Beans on your man.
You got what you want.
What I want.
You got your order.
What I
do. You want
my
body, baby.
My
with ease and see fancy past me. There's no flash in the pan, raps are not flashy. Free at last week. We'll never recycle the same songs from last week. Free at last week. Thank God Almighty, we free at last week. Went back to the ashy, raw raps are raspy. No all access pass, do not ask me. So you can get backstage, relax, be ass free. He loads the goat, nigga vote with your boy. He lied and I wrote on the board. He goes to them dope with the gate, we late. Words that smoke, get the move and escape the same.
What you want,
what I
want. You got your order.
What I
want. You want my body, baby.
My baby.
You
want
my heart. You want
my heart.
You set my soul on fire.
Alright, there you have it. That was Pharoah Monch with Body Baby. And I've got Nasty back here in the chat room, and she's like playing hard to get here. I don't understand any of this. BTR must have some issues again. BTR PMS. Oh, okay. BTR is Blog Talk Radio. She has no show yet. You should do one. You've got the name Nasty trademarked. You might as well have your own. Yeah, it says it doesn't exist. Should I just look for Nasty? Nasty, that's going to be like, if you do a search on BTR for Nasty, basically everybody's profile is going to have the word Nasty in it somewhere, right? Okay, let's try this. Nasty. I'm going to do search on Blog Talk, a BTR for Nasty here. Let's see what happens. you don't speak live in English? Why not? I mean, you can type in English. And you just, I mean, I don't know, maybe you're mute. I don't know. I don't want to prejudge. Fuck. Is there a way I can search? See, when I do a search for Nasty, it just gives me like shows with Nasty in the title or in the keyword. Okay, here we go. Thank you. Thank you for the link. Thank you very much. Sweden. Oh, very cool. I'm going to follow you on Twitter. Yeah, you look vaguely familiar. You got some sort of double exposure thing going on. And you're listening to us and another show at the same time? Is that what's going on? Oh, shit, you have music playing. I hate that. That's annoying. When you go to my profile, does music play automatically? I don't know. Whatever. I'm following you on Twitter. Yeah. All right, so I'm following Nasty on Twitter. If you want to follow me following Nasty on Twitter, go to twitter.com/VTOCCE and follow me, because what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to go on the stupid Twitter, which I'm trying to get off of, and I'm going to retweet the call-in number and the chat line. So here, call in here. Chat with me. All right, we got 313 back on with us. I think that's Dat313. Hopefully he'll have something. He'll know what's up. All right. Hey, Dat313, is that you?
Yeah, what's up?
What's good, man?
Nothing bad.
Where the ladies at, man? Where the ladies were just here a second ago. We were like trying to like swat them off with fucking teleprompters. They were everywhere.
They said it came earlier.
Yeah. See, the thing is, everybody. I'm trying to like hit that like morning commute crowd on the East Coast, and I think I caught that one time slot where like everybody on the West Coast that's like a up all night partiers like fading right now, and like everybody on the East Coast is just coming to right now. They're just like on their way to work, and they're just kind of like disoriented, you know. And so they're just like, fuck, I don't know what's going on. I'm not going to go on BTR right now. What's BTR? I just fucking woke up. So I'm going to try to do this again maybe later today. Maybe like I'll do just like an hour in the afternoon or something.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna hold it down here for another hour. We're almost at the halfway point. But hey, Dat, was it you that was in the chat room earlier talking about Pac, or you were talking about Biggie, or both?
I was talking about Biggie. That was the other. Hang on, what's his name? That was the other guy talking about Pac.
Oh, yeah, Badass Productions or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Petey, he's a cool guy, man. You got to I'm definitely going to, you know, call into his show again, man. That shit was fun. Those Milwaukee people know what's up.
Yeah, they got a show going on right now.
Oh, yeah? Oh, that's why nobody's here, because they're all over there, those motherfuckers.
Yeah, man, I keep bouncing back and forth, man. I got to show both of y'all some love.
Right on. You know, I might go over there and just terrorize them in the chat room, but just for the hell of it, but I absolutely refuse to like simulcast some other show because everybody's in some other room or some shit. I don't give a fuck. I'll just like start reading Twitter fucking things and shit, because there's some crazy shit on this Twitter, dude. Did I tell you about the porn stars?
No.
Porn star, are you on Twitter?
Nope.
Oh, dude. On Twitter, you can like follow people, right? So I'm following over like 200 porn stars right now. Like all my favorite porn stars. Like every time they do a shoot or a scene or something, they're always putting up the links. Like, hey, look, me and Sandy right before we had sex, you know. And it's just like behind the scenes shit. And sometimes they say some crazy shit. But there's this one site called Porn Star Tweet, and it's basically on Twitter you can follow Porn Star Tweet, and they post every day. They post because they basically track all the porn stars that are registered with Porn Star Tweet, and it's something like, you know, 1,000 porn stars or something. And they keep adding them like every day. Every day I get like a tweet that says, oh, you know, Jelana Starr added a tweet pro Twitter profile. Follow her. And I'm just like, fuck yeah, I love Jelana Starr. You know? Like, I just say Jelana Starr because I'm looking at her name. She was the number one tweeter yesterday. According to Porn Star Tweet, there were a total of 3,954 tweets from porn stars. There were 91 photos uploaded, and Jelana Starr was number one with 265 tweets yesterday. And if you missed anything, you just go to pornstartweet.com. And if you're a Twitter person, if you're not a Twitter person, you should become one and make it a point to follow pornstartweet, at pornstartweet. But I think I'm going to get... Oh, no, Nasty just put a blast on my show. Cool, thanks, Nasty. I hope you can get some ladies in here. We'd like to get myself and Dat 313 are on the prowl. So hit us up. We got another hour to go here. And so I don't, unfortunately, I don't have any more biggie lined up here for you, Dat. But, you know what? We've been bouncing back and forth between the Bay and it seems like New York, Brooklyn, I guess. So I'm going to switch it up here and do a cross East Coast, West Coast hybrid marriage, if you will. This is some cross-pollinations. This is from BK to the Bay. Jay-Z with Too Short just a week ago on Mega Show.
In the hood, just my dog and me. We used to hustle in the hood for all to see. Problems, I called on him, he called on me. We wasn't quite partners, I hit him off my beat. None of my locked doors, off my keys. Yeah, we spoke much more than cordial relief. Man, he broke bread with me, my business spread swiftly. The feds came to get me, we both fled quickly. Wasn't quick enough to jump over the hedges with me. Got caught, and that's when our relationship strained. Used to call me from the joint till we ran out of change. And when he called collect and I heard his name, I quickly accepted. But when I reached the phone, he's talking reckless. I could sense the deceit in his tone. I said, damn, dawg, what, 9 weeks in your home? He said, main man, you think shit's sweet cause you're home. I just sat, spat no more speech in the phone. The crackers up there bleaching your dome, your feature. I said, the world don't stop, I got to keep on. From there, I sensed the beef was on. I ran to the spot store to add some more features on my phone. If I had bugs and leeches on my phone, can't be too safe, cause niggas are two-faced. And they show the other side when they catch a new case.
It's on. Cool when you had hella weed to smoke, and you bought a new home where you can keep your folks. I don't see how this side is getting beat for both.
It was all good just a week ago. Funny what? 7 days can change. A stand up nigga, now you sit down to aim. Used to have a firm grip, now you dropping names.
It was all good just a week ago.
Like I put the toe to your head and made you sell. We both came in this game blind as hell. I did a little better, had more clientele. Told you put away some cheddar, now you crying for bail. 17 and I'm holding on to round the mill. I could bail out, blow trial and come around on a pill. Had niggas thinking I was from uptown for real. I had so much hustle, plus I was down the hill. Like a Brooklyn nigga, straight out of Brownsville. Down and dirty, down to fight the round 30. Freezing on them corners, still holding my crack. Looking up and down the block, where the fuck is the dough at? Came from flat broke to letting the dough stack. You tell them feds I said I'm never going back. I'm for Marcy, Marcy don't raise no rack. You know the consequences of your acts, you can't be
sick. It's cool when you had hella weed to smoke, and you bought a new home where you can keep your folks. I don't see how this side of you can be provoked, yeah.
It was all good just a week ago. Funny what? 7 days can change. A stand up nigga, now you sit down to aim. Used to have a firm grip, now you dropping names.
Shit was all good just a week ago.
The lawyer I retained, you said you leaking some things. All this after a week in the vein. I'm mad at myself cause I didn't spot the weaker lane. I would've bet the house you wouldn't speak a thing. Nigga, this was the oath to the top of rope. Even pricked that finger, anything that got between us. We ain't supposed to cock the Ninas. What happened to that? Said you copped out to a misdemeanor. Fuck it, the same thing make you laugh, make you cry.
That's right.
The same game that make you mad could make you die. Life's a dice game, sometimes you crap. Who would've thought you'd get popped one time in rap? And you know that's bad when your sister is mad. When your son gotta grow up like, this is my dad. The label end up with snitches, a lifetime star.
You always be in jail, nigga, just minus the bar.
If you're cool when you had hella weed to smoke, and you bought a new home where you can keep your folks, I don't see how this guy you can beat your folks.
It was all good just a week ago. Funny what? 7 days can change. A stand up nigga, now you sit down to aim. Used to have a firm grip, now you dropping names.
It was all good just a week ago. Shit was crazy, man. All these niggas out here slick. We was one step away from taking this crack money. And we fighting it through the ghettos and building back up our own hood. And all you niggas start bitching on each other. I got partners doing 15, 20. Wouldn't have been doing shit if you didn't snitch. Yes. By the time y'all check that shit out, man, it ain't all good. Shut your mouth. Watch the game. And don't snitch. You sure will go a lot further. Believe that, baby. Jay-Z, some dogs in the house, man. You know I got it. Got it going on. You got to get money for me. Ain't got nothing to do with crime, baby.
Oh boy, you gotta love the abrupt ending there. So yeah, that was Jay-Z with Too Short. So I want to thank Nasty. Nasty just did a blast on Twitter. So if you want to call in, feel free to do so. 347-826-7667. And we'll take your calls. We had Dat 313 calling in a couple of times. He's been checking back in with us, and so we might hear from him later. I don't know. We got another hour to go here. Nasty is pimping it. So Nasty is chatting with us from Stockholm, Sweden, I believe. Nasty, I was looking at your Twitter here page. It says you're from Stockholm, Sweden. Is that right? Nasty's like on the move. She just said that. What did she say a second ago? She said something like she like got like, I don't know, 2,000 followers in a day or something. It's ridiculous. You're out of control. Anyways, taking your calls 347-826-7667. You know what? I had some weird thing going on with the. So let me just check something here. Let me just do a little test here. I'm not going to play a song. I'm just going to check something out here. Yeah, there we go. Okay. That's enough. Hello? Hello? Okay. Yeah, Nasty's all over the place. Tweets out. She's been tweeting like a mofo. So, yes, again. She's out of control. Nasty girl, why don't you call in? Give us a call, Nasty. I know you're fluttering around the internet, but take a break. Call us. We'll talk for 5 minutes. Tell us what's going on in Stockholm, Sweden. I heard... Actually, I haven't heard much about Sweden at all. I'd love to check it out. I mean, it looks pretty. It looks fun. Oh, you got a website on here. Here we go. What do we got here? Oh, that's your blog talk spot. All right. Got it. Copy that. 10-4. Peace out. What the hell's that? That's so weird. Oh, She's got music on her that plays. That throws me off every time. People on Blog Talk have like music that automatically plays. And Nasty is one of these girls, one of these nasty girls, that has her profile that plays music like immediately. It scares the hell out of me. But Nasty, you go, girl. All right, taking your calls, 347-826-7667. I'm going to queue up some music here in a second. And feel free to give us a call. We'll talk about whatever it is that's on your mind. I'd rather not talk politics. I mean, I could certainly go there. I will go mano y mano on anything in the news or politically or financially or whatever. I'd rather not go there. I'd rather go to a place of love and mutual respect and understanding. But, you know, I'll chop it up on anything. So just give us a buzz. I don't want to have to come to the point where I'm just going to be, like, reading porn star tweets on the internet here. But if I have to, I will. It's just as simple as that, really. Let's do this and this. And this. All right. Join me in the chat room here. We got some... Oh, news about Sweden. Good idea. Very good idea. We're going to go into some Sweden news. Swedish news in English. Here we go. Pirate Bay. There's a... article here about Pirate Bay. Apparently Pirate Bay was served with a lawsuit, a Dutch lawsuit, via Twitter and Facebook. Wow. An entertainment industry, this is according to thelocal.se. The local is Sweden's news in English. Pirate Bay served with Dutch lawsuit via Twitter and Facebook. An entertainment industry association from the Netherlands has issued Twitter and Facebook to deliver a court summons to the three men behind the Pirate Bay file sharing site. Following the suit filed by BREIN, which stands for blah 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 blah, there's three gentlemen that are set to appear before a court in Amsterdam on July 21st. Da, 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 da. I have Twitter and Facebook accounts, but I haven't seen anything about it. The Swedish pirate movement is making trouble for the rest of the world, and foreign copyright holders are suffering, said Henrik Ponten. I'm probably not even pronouncing that right. Henrik Ponten, a lawyer for Sweden's anti-piracy agency. So I have no idea what that... I have no clue what that means, but I thought I was a little bit misled by that headline there. I thought maybe these people got served a summons through like a Twitter, like they like tweeted them like, hey, you know, we want to sue you, and they just like tweeted it. So this, I think they should kind of, you know what they did probably? They probably wrote this headline in Swedish, and they did like Google Translate, and it turned out like this. So I think that's what's going to happen. Nasty's saying that I'm going to have a blast when I see her tweets, and she's laughing my ass off, her ass off, I guess. Okay, fine. I'll bite. I will. What? Oh, okay. All right. I'll bite. I'll go to Twitter. See these tweets. What do we got on the Twitter? Be young, have fun, taste morning mega show with Vince on Blog Talk Radio. Very cool. I like that. That's nice. Be young and have fun. I'm not young, nor am I really, I don't really feel like I'm contributing any fun in this. I've just got this open line here, but that's cool, man. I like this site, the local Sweden's News in English. This is great. Now the question is, does the local have their own Twitter account? Yes, the local on Twitter. Fuck yes. Here we go. Bingo, we're in. Following the local on Twitter. Holy shit. Okay, here's their latest. This is 1 hour ago via Twitter feed. The local Sweden says, troublesome kids locked in isolation cells. Solitary confinement is used as a form of punishment for children. Holy shit, where the fuck is this at? It's like in New Jersey. No, it's troublesome kids locked in isolation cells. Solitary confinement is used as a form of punishment for children as young as 11 years old by Sweden's state-operated Centers for Troubled Youth, a new investigation has revealed. Holy fuck, are you serious? Is this some bullshit? Is this local.se? Is this just like The Onion, but for Sweden? Because I know the Swedes have a fucking weird, twisted sense of humor. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I do like the local, though. It's quality. Quality. I'm definitely following the local. All right. Okie dokie, artichokey. All right, I'm going to go back into some music here while I comb the Twitter feed and more from the local Sweden's English news site. And I'm really sad that it had to come to this, but that's where we're at, folks, like it or not. I'm going to go into some music here, get you going with some... we're going to do some Rodrigo y Gabriela. This is a duo that I'm quite fond of. And this is them covering a Metallica song, Orion, on Mega Show. Okie dokie, that was Orion, a Metallica cover from Rodrigo E. Gabriella, who you should definitely do yourself a favor and check them out. They are a fantastic duo. They're originally from Mexico, and they relocated for a while to Ireland, of all places. And apparently the story goes they were kind of broke, and they moved to – they used to have a metal band, and then they moved to Ireland and just played, like, you know, on the street and in clubs and hotels and stuff. And they built up a little cult following in Dublin. And I don't know, somebody discovered them and signed them, and they put out a record, and now they're playing, like – every festival you can think of. I just saw them a couple of weeks ago at Bonnaroo in Tennessee, and they were off the hook. They're just really, really good, and maybe I'll play another track for them later. But, yeah, I'm, like, tripping hard on this this thing that Nasty was turning me on to, the local.se. Like, well, according to this... Sweden is basically like the next country we need to liberate. It sounds like a story here published today says that troublesome kids locked in isolation cells. Solitary confinement is used as a form of punishment for children as young as 11 years old in Sweden's state-operated centers for troubled youth. And a new investigation has revealed... a judicial scandal, says Children's Ombudsman Frederick Malmberg. What the fuck is a Children's Ombudsman? O-M-B-U-D-S, man. Like, om, like om, buds, like smoking some buds. And the man, like, that sounds fishy to me. What kind of position is that? Children's Ombudsman? What the fuck is that? Anyways, you should definitely check out this article. It's pretty hardcore. Like, it goes into some pretty... it says, in one case, a 15-year-old girl was sent to the isolation chamber because she refused to go to her room when instructed to do so by a staff member. Another 14-year-old girl was put in solitary confinement because she had language difficulties. And a 15-year-old boy was put into an isolation cell for more than 23 hours after calling staff members racists and screaming, "Fuck you," according to files reviewed by Sverges Radio. That's some fucked up shit. All right, that's just like, that's like a buzzkill right there. Moving on. Holy shit, that was fucked up. All right, give us a call. 347-826-7667. Let's brighten up our day here, shall we? God, what's going on Twitter? It looks like Transformers number 2 is the number 1 trending topic. And Megan Fox is also a Megan Fox, Megan the Fox. Her middle name must be the. Calvini stoked for Transformers 2, but am I the only one who thinks Megan Fox isn't that hot? The answer is yes. You're the only one. This is ridiculous. She's got a link here, though. It's a link to some weird fucked up video. God, people are so weird on the internet. I don't get it. Make it stop. This is horrible. All right. Well, there you have it. Give us a call, 347-826-7667. Or join us in the chat room on blogtalkradio.com. You can find us blogtalkradio.com/VTOCCE. It's the the morning mega show. And come join Nasty and me and Stuck in the 70s. Stuck in the 70s chimed in there for a second. Reminded me that Holland, because at first when I first read this thing, I was like, dude, Sweden's hardcore. It's like they have like pot dispensaries and they have, you know, legal prostitution, and then they're like locking up kids and torturing them. And thankfully, Stuck in the 70s set me straight and corrected me. That's actually Holland that has the pot and the prostitutes. Thank you, Stuck in the 70s. Appreciate that. And moving right along here, we're going to go back into some more music here while I step out and take a quick little smoke break. We got a half an hour to go here. Taking your calls, blogtalkradio.com/VTOCCE. The call-in number is 347-826-7667. And we're going to go back into the music here with an old favorite of mine, Mr. Les Claypool. I'm a big Primus fan. I love Primus a lot. I think I've seen them probably more than any band. I've seen a lot of shows and a lot of bands multiple times, but I think Primus, or maybe just Les Claypool, whether he's in Primus or some other band, I've probably seen him perform the most live, I think. And this is a live track. This is Highball with the Devil. Les Claypool on Mega Show. Give us a call, 347-826-7667. Mega Show.
socialize, to organize, to help me out, Scarec, to
Please, Browning, dream it, bro.
Well, there you go.
That was none other than Les Claypool live with his band in Santa Cruz a couple years back, maybe, I don't know, 2007-ish. But, yeah, we got 15 minutes left to go here, taking your calls at 347-826-7667. And I was in here on the chat, and it looks like we have a couple of folks, a couple of ladies, I believe. Stuck in the 70s is a lady, correct? Am I not mistaken? Anyways, we got Stuck in the 70s in the chat room right now. She's out of the UK. And we also have Nasty, who's fluttering about the internet. She's out in Sweden. It's 1:40 in the after. What? Nope. Wait, you're a dude? You just, anyways, Stuck in the 70s just ate prawn sandwiches. And the picky PC is my daughter. I don't get it. I don't speak British. I'm sorry. You'll have to translate for me. Oh, brother. What else we got going on here? Let's see. Man, Nasty is just all over this place. She's been twittering away here. Stuck in the 70s is a dude. Oh, okay. That's cool. We got Stuck in the 70s, a dude who is in... yeah, thanks, Nasty. Pick means picture. Got it. Appreciate that, the clarification. I don't know what I'd do without you. You are a godsend. Don't forget to give us a call here. We have moments left, but we still have plenty of time to take your calls at 347-826-7667. And we're going to go on to the Twitter here and read off some tweets. Looks like Outlook 2010 is a trending topic, number one trending topic. People are going nuts over that. I really don't care about Outlook 2010. I'm a Mac person, so it really doesn't apply to me. But we can see what else we have here. The problem is right now on Twitter, this is like the worst time to do a show. I think I'm going to do a show later today, probably this afternoon, maybe. I don't know. Basically, the only people twittering right now are like news organizations, you know, like the BBC World says, an agreement has been reached between Formula One's governing body and the teams to prevent a breakaway series. I have no idea what that means. Maybe Stuck in the 70s can help me out with that. It doesn't sound very interesting. All the porn stars are pretty much asleep now. Oh yeah, people are freaking out about the governor of South Carolina. He like went on a hiking trip for a couple days and like I guess didn't tell anybody, and people thought he was just like fucking missing, and people are freaking out about it. It just doesn't make any sense to me. So what? The guy goes out for a hike. The guy can't take a day off to go on a hike? God. All right, I'm going to bite the morning fix. The only reason why I'm reading this is because I have 11 minutes to kill here. I don't want to play music. And I'd rather take your calls, 347-826-7667. You'll go to the front of the queue, and we'll put you straight on. We got 10 minutes to go here. But in the meantime, the whereabouts of South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford over the past 5 days has stoked a bitter battle within the Republican Party and between the two parties about whether it is a serious problem with implications for his expected 2012 presidential bid, or simply an overblown media story that amounts to much ado about nothing. I think this guy just answered his fucking question right there. But no. Chris Siliza of The Fix from The Washington Post ventures on. He says that opinions varied widely. Some Republicans said that Sanford's behavior was newsworthy and revealed the parallels inherent in the national spotlight that shines on any 2012 presidential aspirant. This guy hasn't... It's 2012. Like, no one's even thinking about forming exploratory committees. This is ridiculous. I can't believe this fucking douchebag, Chris Casilia's The Fix, like, is making a fucking story out of this. This is garbage. Thanks, BBC, or whoever that was, The Fix. Yeah, I'm following The Fix. What? That's garbage. What else do we got on here? Oh, here we go. Ashley Sky. That's AshleySkyy. Ashley Sky. She says, it's 7 a.m. I haven't ventured to bed yet. You and me both, sister. Oh, boy. You gotta love those porn stars. They know where it's at. You know what? I guess I'm just gonna have to dive into Porn Star Tweet. Let's see what's going on over there. Again, taking your calls, 10 minutes to go here, 347-826-7667. Here we go. Here's your porn star tweets for this morning. Marie Love, M-A-R-I-E, Love, L-U-V, says, woke up, realized it was hella early, put one in the air, now going back to sleep, listening to the rain on my iPhone. Put one in the air. What does that mean? Wow. Okay. Moving on. Wolf Hudson. Wolf is a dude. Says, morning. Yep, I bust a move. LOL. Yikes. What else do we got on here? Okay, Madison Love says, OMG, looks like it's going to rain here. Damn. Apparently it's raining in porn star tweet land. What else do we got on here? Kate Fawcett says, back at my office, back to reality in a few hours. Until then, I'm going to enjoy the carefree mood I'm in. Life can be good if you allow it. Wow. Okay, words of wisdom from Kate Fawcett. I'm impressed. I think I might have to follow her on the Twitter here. Kate Fawcett. She's cute. Whoa. Wait a second. Good from afar, far from good, I'm afraid. Like her little, like, yikes. Well, I don't care. I'm going to follow her. She's back in the office, back to reality in a few hours. What is back to reality in a few hours mean to a porn star? That's what I want to know. What does that really mean? When a porn star says, I'm back at my office, back to reality in a few hours, what does that really mean? I mean, I guess reality means she's back at work. All right. Here we go. Nikki Rhodes. Her handle is at free. No, she's saying this to at free porn star pics. Yep, went to bed early because I got up early yesterday. Ugh. I tried to go back to bed, but it didn't work. Got some sleep, and then she's got the little smiley face, but she does the smiley face with the equal sign. You know how, like, some people choose, like, the colon sign, I guess, or semicolon. I forget which one it is, but, and use that with the bracket, the whatever. Yeah, so she went with the equal sign, which I prefer myself. When I do a smiley face, I usually use the equal sign for the eyes. Jelana Starr. Again, I announced earlier that Jelana Starr, she's just all over the place on here. She was the highest, that she did 256 tweets yesterday, and she's already at it again today. I'm following her for sure. Jelana Starr. Jayla Star. God, I don't even know how to read. Well, it's hard to read anything when you're looking at what I'm looking at. Wow. Meow. I'm following that for sure. Wow, she's like all over Twitter. She just said 29 minutes ago, she said, just got Super Mario Bros. For my Wii. Hells yeah, keeping it old school. Dude, she's everywhere. Now here she's talking about how she's going to copy some pics in the trailer and put it on her blog. Damn, this girl is everywhere. Holy moly. You gotta. What's up with the... Sorry, I'm just like getting back into the chat. Sorry, I got carried away with my Twitter, porn Twittering there. Let's see, Nasty says, read something. She's got something going on Twitter here. She's just pimping my show. I really appreciate this. This is so huge. Nasty has really been going the extra mile tonight. I appreciate it. She's all over the place. Nasty is, I'd say, in a showdown, I'd like to see a twat off, if you will, between Jayla Starr and Nasty. Yeah, I will certainly promote you, Nasty, after this. Hell yeah. What do you got going on? You're doing, you got a show coming up or something? I can't believe you haven't called in, though. I got 3 minutes left. And Nasty, you could just, we got to set something up here, seriously. Get you to call in, maybe since it's long distance or something. Try that Skype thing. I heard that Skype thing is where it's at. Seems like a lot of the folks on here are doing Skype in it. But yeah, a big ups to Nasty for coming through, making it enjoyable for me here. Yeah, it's cool. Stuck in the 70s, got too much going on. I know how it is. Yeah. Well, if you guys are going to be around later, I might do another show later today, which would be tonight, your time, I guess, whatever. I don't know. But I got 2 minutes here. I'm going to wrap it up. If somebody wants to call in now, we do have the after show. It's not broadcast, but it is I will be on the line, so we can chat if you want. If not, I'll see you out there in Blog Talk Radio land. I'm going to be bumping around. I'll probably drop in on some other shows, so keep an eye out for me. And I'll do another show sometime later today, maybe this afternoon my time. I don't know. But we're going to have to wrap it up here. Thanks to, again, Stuck in the 70s and Nasty for sticking around and keeping me company here. We will talk to you folks once again very soon on Mega Show. Good night or good morning, wherever the hell you are.
Я письмо достал, Николай Иванович. И опять запрещенное.
Совершенно запрещенное.
Белинского Гоголю. Ах, Николай Иванович, какое письмо.
Drop the charges!
Reality!
what a crime. In your time, it was not a crime.
Not twice.